If you own a home in Seattle, there's a good chance the deed to your property stipulates that your house can't be sold or rented to anyone Black, Jewish, or Asian. That kind of discrimination became illegal when the city enacted an open housing ordinance 40 years ago tomorrow. KUOW's Anne Dornfeld has this look at what life was like in Seattle before open housing.
Charles Johnson is an NAACP board member and a retired judge. When he moved to Seattle in 1954 to attend law school, he had to commute to the University of Washington from the central area.
That's the only place that you could get housing at that time.
It was just kind of an unwritten law that whites living outside of the central area would not sell their homes to African Americans, and the real estate people bought into that, so they didn't try to sell homes outside of the central area to African Americans.
In 1952, Marion West, who's white, and her Black husband, Ray, bought a boarding house on the UW's Greek Row. Marion had to buy the house herself in order to close the deal. The family rented rooms to students of every color. Marion West says people threw eggs and firecrackers at the house and frequently called to threaten her husband's life.
We had a cross burned in front of the house at one time, which was very near to the bedroom where my children were sleeping. An enormous thing. It stood about 10 feet tall. And I called the police, and they came and got it, and that's about the last we heard of it. Never was anything done at all.
In order to buy a house north of Madison Street, people of color often needed to wait until white friends were ready to sell. In 1965, Ralph and Elaine Hayes put a down payment on a friend's home in Ravenna.
And in April of 66, the United Federal Savings Bank, I think it was called, sent our check back.
It was 15 years before they found out why. A neighbor had circulated a petition against the Hayeses moving in because Elaine is Japanese American and Ralph was Black.
And that was still, in that era, possible, that the banks could be swayed by what the neighborhood would say.
In the early 60s, first the NAACP, then a city-appointed panel recommended that the city council pass an open housing ordinance to make it illegal to refuse housing based on race. In 1963, the city council held a hearing on the matter. Olive Ziegler was an apartment owner who argued that the proposed ordinance could make property values plummet and spur white flight.
For if we are forced to rent to a non-Caucasian family, and consequently the other units are vacated and perhaps stand idle, no one but the property owner himself is faced with the mortgage payment, the water bills, taxes, insurance, maintenance, repairs, and so forth.
Presbyterian minister Thomas W. Miller also argued that the ordinance would violate religious freedom. He was challenged by city council member Wing Luke, a Chinese American.
Are you for that provision which prohibits discrimination because of race?
No, I'm not in favor of that on another basis, on the basis that it violates the eighth commandment of the Decalogue, thou shalt not steal. This is an unjust usurpation of property rights.
You are, of course, a minister, and I don't have it available, but what chapter and verse is it in the Bible, in the New Testament, love thy neighbor as thyself?
I don't know the exact verse right offhand.
Thank you.
The council put the ordinance to voters. It was defeated 2-1. Over the next 4 years, marches and sit-ins across the city called for open housing. It wasn't until the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. set off riots in other big cities that the Seattle City Council took action. 2 weeks after Dr. King's death, on April 19, 1968, the city rushed through an open housing ordinance. NAACP board member Charles Johnson says the ordinance helped integrate Seattle to an extent. But he says the most rapid shift has not been people of color moving out of the central area, but rather white people moving in.
They all moved out and blacks moved in, and now they won't back in. And you're going to find very few blocks now in the central area where there are not whites living.
Prices on modest central area homes continue to climb. Charles Johnson says today anyone can buy a house in any Seattle neighborhood, as long as you have the money. Anne Dornfeld, KUOW News.